Well, it's back to school time. Our back to school tour continues here this morning. Abbott and Avon, District 276. The teachers will report Thursday, Friday. Students on Monday. Some of the new staff will be in over the next couple of days. And joining us to talk this morning, Dr. Mike Curry. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for coming back. It sounds like you just got back from a pretty interesting vacation, though.
Yeah, it was kind of last minute. We kind of threw it together. Yeah, my daughter plays volleyball, so there's only 2 weeks really to choose from with both basketball and volleyball commitments throughout the summer. So we jumped in the family truckster and we hit Pittsburgh's PNC Park, the new Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, Fenway. First time for me. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Probably my all-time favorite stadium now. It even surpasses Dodger Stadium. The atmosphere at Fenway is just it's like you're back in 1916. Mm-hmm. And then we stopped at Cooperstown. Again, checked a lifetime bucket list item. Mm-hmm. And then the schedule worked out. We were headed home, and Cincinnati was hosting the Cubs. And so we rolled in for that as well and mm-hmm. watched the sounded like on the way in, you guys are not Cub fans, which if you're not, I love that fact. Okay. Well, if you're not a Cubs fan, you'll enjoy the fact that Cincinnati trounced the Cubs.
Yeah.
And
that young
rookie hit three back-to-back home runs. So, and then, you know, got home midday Sunday, and then here we are back doing work.
Getting ready mm-hmm. to get at it. PNC Park, you said that Fenway is probably your favorite. PNC Park, I've had a lot of people that have been to that told me that's kind of their favorite park with the view of the bridge, the Clemente Bridge and all that.
Yeah, I've been to 27 ballparks mm-hmm. over the last 15 years, and it's in the top two or three. It was so hot, and we got there a little late. We didn't really get to enjoy the whole atmosphere, but when I was there previous, it was definitely a beautiful ballpark, because you get the yellow bridges, and you get the city out there. Busch Stadium is to me, Busch Stadium's kind of built on that model as well.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Fenway, just beautiful weather. Although the game did get called in the 10th because of rain, but up until that point, so I didn't even get to see who won. Yeah. We can go back on August 22nd, I think, for free.
Oh, really?
Other than the gas,
well,
the flight, the hotels, right, and all that. But we can get in for free.
Other than that, it's free. Dr. Mike Curry is a superintendent at Abbott and Avon District 276. Well, students will be in on Monday, getting everything prepped, a little vacation before you get in there, and always a busy time. But I mean, is it any busier for you as a superintendent right before school starts, or is it more so like at the end of the year getting budget ready and things like that?
I think it depends on the year. This year, we had so many projects. I think if you remember, I told you there are going to be a lot of hard hats walking around our school district this time of year, and then we have a lot of projects that are in completion stage, but they're not there yet. So I would say this time around, the end of the summer has been extremely busy compared to previous end of the school years. You have more time, usually have more time to get ready as opposed to trying to find time to get finished.
Talk about some of the construction that was going on. It kind of reminded us of some of the things that you had doing and updates and those type of things.
Well, we've done about $2.5 million worth of upgrades and repairs in the last 6 months. Put a new boiler in one of our buildings. Did a repiping job in that building. Just recently, that just finished up. We've got two roof projects going on, one at the high school. That one should be completed with what we call the loud work before school starts, and then they'll do the trim work, the gutters, the downspouts while kids are in session. Heading Grade School is also getting a new roof. There were some delays to get started. I guess due to a lot of the flooding at the time, dumpsters and outhouses, things you wouldn't think are relevant for mm-hmm. taking off a roof, but obviously you need dumpsters.
Yeah.
They were hard to come by. So unfortunately, that project started 2 weeks late, and it's probably going to finish 3 or 4 weeks late because there were two roofs still on to take off.
Ooh.
Like there was the roof that they're taking off and then two previous roofs that had just been roofed over. So what we've decided to do is we're pushing their start time back for the first 3 days of school because they felt like they could get most of the roof off that they have left at that point in time. So we're getting out an hour early, 2:10, which gives them an hour's more daylight to do what we call the loud work. They can do the quiet stuff up top but you can't learn in an environment where you're ripping off three layers of roof.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first, so the 19th, 20th, and 21st, school will be dismissed at 2:10. Roofers will be, they'll be tearing stuff off from 2:10 to dark is how I understand it. So those are three of our projects. We also have done fire alarm system upgrades in all three buildings, updated security cameras district-wide, fencing and sidewalk repairs, touched up the football crow's nest. I don't know, it used to leak, and we put a new roof and some things on it. We're transforming Avon's football field into a soccer field because we have soccer starting this year. I was doing some painting. We got 8 new buses. I mean, there's just a lot going on for a small district.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea that you have the access to another field and that it's going to be a standalone soccer field. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it just gives them kind of their own landing space.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about sharing facilities. And if you follow baseball, you've probably heard the quote that grass grows by the inch and dies by the foot. And so the more people hammering the football field doesn't do it any favor. So giving each one their own dedicated space makes more sense.
Yeah, you probably don't find that probably very rare, especially in a small school and probably even away from like the suburban Chicago area and suburban St. Louis area. You probably don't find too many schools that have their own standalone soccer field.
Right. Well, when you consolidate, you get the benefit of both districts having something.
Yeah.
And there was this football field down there just being used for JFL, which will still be able to be used for due to the placement of the soccer goals. But in the end, it is their own home.
Yeah. That was the strangest thing, running track down there, the Avon Invitational, a square track. That was the weirdest thing, man. I remember starting the 4x100 relay, but where do I put my blocks? I was right on the corner, so I had to put the blocks kind of crooked. It was, but they always had great track teams. They always had great relay teams there. It's like, man, how the heck do you? Maybe it's made them better practicing on that track. I don't know, but you don't have to worry about that part of it. Only the field. So.
That's true.
Dr. Mike Curry is Abbott and Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. All right, so what kind of things are you looking forward to heading into the new school year?
Well, we've got some new people, and we've got some new positions that we've created, which is something that's needed to happen for a while. We've got a new curriculum director, Tina Steyer. She retired. She'd put in a lot of years in Abingdon and Avon. So we have a new curriculum director. Kathleen McGregor joins us from Beardstown. But we also created a new position, Dean of Students, at our Avon campus, because we've got one principal stretched across 2 buildings. And we hired that person from within. We have a new math interventionist. We hired that person from within. We have a new technology coach. We hired that person from within. We have a new athletic director, also from within. New volleyball coach from within. So even though there's a teacher shortage, we don't want to stifle our own people's professional growth. So we've had to fill a few roles that we could have said no to, but we felt like we needed them and we had the right people in place already.
Yeah, and that's sometimes in this day and age, you talk about with the teacher shortage, it's like you almost think, well, I'd love this person would be really good in this position, moving them up into that, but how am I going to replace them? But it's really good that you're able to go ahead and do that. And it's like, okay, we'll worry about the replacement, but they're good for this position. We're going to put them in it.
Believe me, that is every superintendent, every principal thinks, oh, that's a fantastic so-and-so teacher. But, yeah, they're going to be good at this position. So as much as I'd like to stifle it, I know I can't, because I also really want to do the right thing and push that person to take the next challenge. So, yeah, we have a couple positions that currently aren't filled, but we were able to fill more than I anticipated due to, the teacher shortage that everybody's facing.
How many positions do you actually have open still?
Currently we have 3 positions that are not going to be filled at the moment by an actual certified teacher. We'll have long-term subs in 3 positions.
All right. So if somebody's interested, if they've got their teaching certificate, what positions do you have?
Yeah, just send us an email at workford276.net.
All right. There you go. Dr. Mike Curry, Abbott and Avon District 276 Superintendent. You mentioned math interventionist. What is that?
Yeah, so that is a teacher that then that comes out of this particular teacher came out of the classroom and now works with students who struggle in math. So they will either get pulled out of a classroom or she will go into a classroom and provide additional math supports. So really excited about that position because we already have a writing coach this year and a math coach who works with the teachers about how to teach math better. But this is somebody who will work with students on math who struggle in math. We already have that in all our elementaries for reading, but we were able to get a math one for one of our campuses.
That's a great idea. I mean, obviously, every student learns differently, and some need, even though your classroom sizes aren't huge, some need even more individual attention in a particular subject, and there you go.
Exactly, yeah. So we're really hoping to see some good news with that. We're in our second year of a new math curriculum. We're just going to start 2 new reading curriculums this year. For K-2 and 3-4-5. So we're really excited about all the new and modern and up-to-date things we're doing at Avenue Navon.
Speaking of, you mentioned coaching. I can't remember now. Does Avenue Navon have internal instructional coaches for teachers, or do you guys go outside for that?
No, we have 2 internal instructional coaches, and we actually hired a technology coach as well. So actually we have 3. But the 2 that we have coming back for a second year. One is a retired math teacher from our district who is just a phenomenal person, a phenomenal teacher, and not that test scores are all that the end all, but her kids have shown growth for years and years. So she's been a fantastic addition as a bring back. And then we have a writing coach as well, who was also a fourth grade teacher for us, who has a strong background in writing.
You know, we finally, something that happened yesterday, a bill got passed that is hopefully going to help a little bit with keeping teachers and more people going into teaching in the state of Illinois, and that was that they no longer have to pay for and pass the basic skills test. And, you know, some people, well, they should have basic skills. Like, do you understand that all these teachers just finished a bachelor's degree, so they have more than basic skills? They're way beyond basic skills. So that, I think that was a test of, you know, at their own cost, it was ridiculous. So hopefully that maybe is a step in the right direction here in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, there's a lot of roadblocks to becoming an educator. You know, one of the glaring one is the pay at the end of the project. But, you know, whether it be the minimum ACT score, because, you know, some people are really good at math. They might not be the best at the other part of the test. And most people are better at the reading and struggle with the math piece. But when you combine that score, it puts a roadblock out there. Like, for example, the number of applicants that all of us are getting, you can ask the superintendents that you're going to have on the rest of the week, is dwindling in all categories. We cannot find a physical education teacher right now. I mean, and I bet if you ask the others that come in, they will say that their numbers are down in applicants for a lot of positions based on the fact that becoming a teacher is – there are too many hoops to jump through.
Yeah, and that leaves one of them a little bit easier, but it's still – yeah, there are just so many of them. And so many things done at the student's own cost. They're paying for school. And then so many things for student teaching, like with their background checks and that. And sometimes you did it in this district. Now I have to pay it again to be in this next district. And there's just so many crazy things going on. But, yeah, and that is one thing we have heard from the other superintendents as we talked to them, that you know, at one time you'd have a position out there. You might have 100 applicants. Now –
Three, four, five.
Yeah, if you're lucky. It's crazy. And maybe even a little bit worse in this part of the state and downstate in general. I mean, yeah, it's not as hard up there in the suburban area where they're paying, although cost of living is way more, but they're paying you a lot more up there as well.
Well, we've been sounding the alarm for, at least I have, for about six and a half, seven years on teacher shortage in West Central Illinois, and then colleagues to the south, and then over east, you know, the Danville area.
Yeah.
But now it's starting to pick up steam because up north they're starting to see fewer applicants. They're still not in a situation where they can't fill most of their positions, but they're feeling the pinch as well. And that's where, you know, that's where the people are, and that's where the loudest voices are. So now it's starting to become a real thing when we've been fighting the battle here in West Central Illinois for at least the last 6-7 years.
Yeah, well, and then, of course, when you get close to any of the borders, losing teachers going across state lines due to things going on here in the state.
Well, I mean, it is Illinois, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You can walk across a bridge right now. Why wouldn't you, unfortunately?
Exactly. Dr. Mike Curry, Abington Avon District 276 superintendent, joining us here this morning. We talked about a budget. I know we talked at the end of the school year coming in. How do you sit? How you feel about the budget heading into the new school year?
I feel like we're in a good place. We have strong fund balances over the last. I think we're in year 7 now of consolidation. We've the district's been both frugal, and over the last couple years we've started to spend the money that we've been saving on positive things for kids, which is important. But we ended the school year with $14 million in the bank. So with that, we're starting to make more improvements that are necessary.
Anything as far as heading into the new school year? I was going to ask one thing in particular. You talked about some changes in personnel and some different things, people in different positions. Any changes in curriculum at all?
Well, we're starting a new reading curriculum in K, kindergarten through second. Really excited about it. It's called Super Kids. It's got a lot of phonics in it, which you guys probably all remember being important.
Oh, yeah.
times, thing come and go. And then... I just got a Snapchat from Mr. Sornberger, so he must be listening. we're also a new 3-5 reading curriculum, and we're in our second year of a math curriculum. So I feel like we're heading in the right direction. It's a great place to work. So I enjoy going to work every day, and I think you know, most of our people do as well.
Well, of course, yesterday, first day for all the fall sports practices to get underway. So you got all that going. All your coaching positions filled?
All of our coaching positions are filled. My daughter plays volleyball, so she's been up early. In fact, she had to give me a ride to work today because the brakes went out in her car. Whatever. She's like, you're not going to drop me off, are you? I'm like, no, you can drop me off. And then as I drove by, the football team's out there hitting it hard and early as well. So, yeah, I mean, we had 25 kids show up to soccer practice yesterday. Good. So, yeah, it's that time of year. You know, sports kind of start before school, which then gets kids back in the buildings because believe me, I like my free time in the summer, which isn't very much, but as far as like being able to sit around the office to do that boring paperwork. But once kids start coming in the building, it starts, you're like, it's almost time.
Yeah, kind of rejuvenates you, doesn't
it? Oh, 100%. 100%. If you don't do this job because of kids, you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Absolutely. Dr. Mike Curry, Abbott and Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Mike, we always appreciate your time, and anything you got going on, let us know.
We'll I just wanted to plug. We've got 16 seniors on track to graduate with an associate's degree they graduate high school.
Wow.
And we just started a partnership, and I think other school superintendents will be able to talk about it, Knox College. They have a Knox Scholars Program. Mm-hmm. And so we've got one student going there as well who will be going there for take college classes during the one college class a day. So their schedule is a little jacked up. But they'll go to Abingdon for a while, Abingdon Avon High School, and then they'll come up here for an hour and a half, and then they'll go back.
How many seniors do you have this year? What's the class?
That's a great question. I want to say 62-ish.
So that's pretty, 16 out of that's pretty, wow.
Yeah, that class really, really bought into the whole associate's degree program. It's our trimester system that makes it work with Sandberg. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely. Well, Mike, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having us.